From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. An appeals court upheld a $1.1 million judgment yesterday against the Missouri Department of Corrections. As KCUR's Dan Margulies reports, it's one of many legal judgments and settlements against state agencies.
The case was filed by a female corrections officer who claimed she was repeatedly sexually harassed by her supervisor. A jury rejected that claim but awarded her $100,000 in actual and $1 million in punitive damages on her claims the department retaliated against her for complaining about the harassment. A report by Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley shows that the corrections department last year paid out more than $3.2 million to resolve employment-related claims. Those payouts were among nearly $23 million in payouts by state agencies, and that may understate the amount. In September, a state audit found that additional millions in legal payouts had not been reported to the Attorney General's office. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
A testing company has agreed to pay for Missouri students to take two tests this year after producing 2017 end-of-year exam results so unreliable that the state threw them out. End-of-year exams for high school students taking Algebra 1 and English 2 will be free from Questar Assessment Incorporated. The flawed spring 2017 test results showed decreased numbers of students scoring at proficient or advanced levels in the tests, according to an advisory committee. Questar is now required to develop a detailed quality assurance plan to ensure that products and processes are accurate. Questar's contract with Missouri ends after the school year. The city of St. Louis and the state of Missouri have agreed to pay nearly $14 million to the family of a man wrongfully convicted of rape and murder. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports.
George Allen was convicted of the 1982 death of a St. Louis court reporter and sentenced to life in prison. He was released in 2012 after a court ruled the St. Louis Police Department had withheld evidence and died in 2016. The federal lawsuit alleged a number of civil rights violations, including the withholding of evidence. Detectives were also accused of interrogating Allen, even though he had been diagnosed with mental illness, and of beating him during questioning. Attorneys for Allen's mother and sister did not comment on the settlement. It does not include an admission of wrongdoing from the city or the state. I'm Rachel Lippman.
12 people testified on behalf of a bill that would allow terminally ill patients to use medical marijuana. Representative Jim Neely, the bill's sponsor, stated that this bill is an expansion of the Right to Try Act, which passed in 2014. Many who spoke in support of the bill did not think it went far enough and wanted to grant those with non-terminal illnesses, such as veterans with PTSD, the right to use medical marijuana, too. Among those who spoke to this measure was Kyle Kistner, who served in the Missouri Guard for 7 years.
We need to expand the language in this bill to allow people with debilitating conditions such as PTSD, chronic depression, insomnia. You could classify those as terminal. I probably would.
Under the current Right to Try law, anyone with a terminal illness may use non-traditional medicines, products, or devices after exploring all FDA-approved treatment options, excluding Schedule I drugs like marijuana. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.